Hey everyone, welcome to the I Institute podcast. Today we're going to be talking about employee advocacy and how it can really help boost your company's brand and reputation. So what exactly is employee advocacy? Well, it's basically when your employees promote and endorse your company through their own personal networks, like on social media, for example. And this can be really powerful because, you know, people tend to trust recommendations from people they know, like their friends or family members, more than they trust traditional advertising. Now, employee advocacy can have a big impact on your business reputation. When employees speak positively about your company, it adds a lot of credibility and authenticity to your brand message. It's like, it's not just the company saying we're great. It's actual employees validating that and saying, yeah, this is a good place to work. They have good products and services, and that can really set you apart from competitors. Employee advocacy is also huge for increasing brand awareness. I mean, think about it. If you have hundreds or thousands of employees sharing about your company on social media, that's reaching way more people than your official company accounts probably could alone. It amplifies your reach so much. And again, it's more impactful coming from individual employees rather than feeling like an ad. There are a lot of other benefits too. Employee advocacy can lead to more engaged and satisfied employees because they feel involved and invested in the company's success. It can generate more leads and sales because you're tapping into employees' networks. And overall, it just really helps get your brand out there in an organic, authentic way. Of course, there are some challenges to watch out for. You want to make sure employees are sharing accurate information and representing the brand well. You don't want anything controversial or off-brand being posted. So it's important to provide social media guidelines and training. You also have to be careful not to pressure anyone into posting if they're not comfortable with it. Employee advocacy should be voluntary and natural, not forced. But overall, the benefits of employee advocacy are pretty compelling. Lots of big companies like Adobe, Dell, Starbucks have seen great results from it. The key is having strong leadership support, a positive company culture that encourages sharing, and the right tools and training in place. You also want to be able to track the impact and ROI of your employee advocacy program through social media metrics and other KPIs. So to sum it up, employee advocacy is an incredibly valuable tool for companies looking to boost their brand reputation, awareness, and performance. It leverages your biggest asset, your people, to authentically spread your message. It's not without challenges, but when done strategically, the payoff can be huge. So if you're a business leader, I really encourage you to explore employee advocacy, figure out how you can empower and encourage your team to be brand ambassadors. It can truly be a game changer for your growth and success. All right, that's our take on employee advocacy here at the I Institute podcast. I hope you found this helpful and insightful. Tune in next time where we'll be discussing another hot topic in the business world. Until then, I'm your host, Yu Payne, signing off.